Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you a man and you're feeling a little bit wounded at the moment? Well, today I'm going to talk about working through some of these wounds, maybe deeper wounds if you're a man. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then as well. Now, I just want to say this, if you don't identify as a man, if you identify as another gender, this may also be beneficial for you to listen to. I'm just sharing my perspective as a man and working through some of my personal wounds for any men who may be struggling. Of course, it is very much relevant to all genders. Now, before we dive into the episode, I just want to mention that if you want to keep up to date with all the latest episodes and never miss any, all you got to do is click in the link in the show notes below and you can subscribe to our weekly newsletter for absolutely free and get a free weekly confidence tip. So for me in the last, I always notice I say so at the beginning of these episodes. Anyway, I'll probably continue to do it. Went off on the tangent. I've done a lot of deep work over the last year in particular, needed it with some events that needed to happen in order for me to go deeper myself. I always think of it like that. It doesn't mean that in the moment it can be incredibly tough emotionally. And today I had a very challenging day and I thought it was, and I've worked through my emotions as I've gone through the day. And I thought it is only fitting if I was transparent to show up, vulnerable, open as much as possible, so that I can share something I'll work through. Because I don't want to sit here and be on the podcast and be like, I've got no problems, I've sorted everything, I'm perfect. Because there's too much of that in the world and it's not true. Everyone has problems. Now, if I was sitting here every week and going, I have no confidence, I have no mindset, I have absolutely no self-esteem, there may be an issue, right? Because I'm doing a podcast on those things and I've worked through those things. What I want to be honest with you with, though, is that we all have challenges. And what I've seen my growth in the last year is from the challenges. And it's actually given me an opportunity to learn even more. So therefore, I'm able to share more of you. And it really actually helps me to sharing and offloading stuff, as well as giving people guidance who may be going through a hard time. Right. And today there's a couple of things, really got to my wounds, and I'll be honest, it's kind of relationship areas, and it really got to me. And I got my system went into a little bit of, well, went into went into the sympathetic system of the nervous system. So it's kind of consists of the parasympathetic and sympathetic. Now you've also got two parts of the parasympathetic. One's very calm and neutral. And then the other part of it is, so the ventral vagal part of it is the safety, the calmness part of you. And then the dorsivagal is the part of you that's kind of switches off, goes into a freeze response, that's kind of down and shut down, all those kind of things. Now, the sympathetic is when you get into high stress, high anxiety, and it's really kind of like on a panic, we're on full alert kind of thing. And I found I've gone from that state to sometimes a shutdown where I'm really down, really lost and really tired. And I had some emotions or things that kind of brought up that for me today. And fortunately, through my practices, through training, I knew how to work through it. And it's not a case of going, oh, don't worry about it, I'm going to push my problems away, right? That, I've done that for years and it's not healthy. And I think there's a thing about men, particularly like, you know, a couple of generations ago, is generation 100 years? I completely lost. Anyway, so maybe a few centuries, not a few centuries, few decades ago, men were like very much like, you can't show emotion, just push everything away. And I think that's been passed on. I think it's getting better with men's mental health. And it's something I'm very passionate about, because like, maybe our parents or grandparents weren't taught to express their emotions, right? And therefore we can hold on to them a lot. And for me, It's great to see that there's a lot of awareness work coming in. There's a lot more needs doing, and I'm very much wanting to lead my own stories on men's mental health. But what I found is that I can often go from like this high stress, high anxiety to like really shut down. And it surprises some people because I'm a bit of an achiever. I'm like this podcaster, share my story. I'm a sales manager. All my team start calling me the sales director. funny joke between us anyway. And I work in project management and I generally get on with most people. And there are a lot of internal challenges I have to deal with. And I've learned over the years that there's lots of celebrities who have people with the ideal life that you might want, but it's not ideal because they're emotional and they're not happy. And we've seen obviously some cases, it's a surprise for us that some people have taken their own life who you would never thought would. And for me, there's been quite a lot going on, particularly in the last year. Through like personal and professional challenges. And I've decided to jump into deepen my understanding with doing a somatic breathwork practitioner training, because that's been like my number one tool. There's been a few great tools to really help me get into the body more. And when we can get into the body, I found that really allows us to move through some of these trapped emotions, because we just think about it. That's good to think positive. Yet, there's a layer deeper when you start going into the body. Now, obviously, I feel good some days, and it's a case of what's called regulating your nervous system. So going into the more calm, neutral state from the intense ones, it can be harder other situations than others, right? So if, for example, you broke up with someone, then you saw them in the street, you probably go into a high activated stress sympathetic response, right? I've seen things online and that gets me into those states. That's why social media can be challenging. It can be great. But if you see something that triggers you, you can go into that high sympathetic system. It could be something like you maybe had some attack or something, or you were mugged, and then you go into a similar situation, maybe not that exactly, yet you find this high activation when you walk down the same street where something happened or something maybe scary happened, because it's living inside your body and the feeling just activates itself through kind of like that unconscious memory it's stored in the body. Now, the thing I've learned is we could spend a lifetime figuring out why we're feeling every single thing in every single moment. It would take a lifetime. What I found more beneficial for me is to actually figure out as my mentor, Joseph McClendon, says, who I was spending some time with earlier last week, he says he teaches himself to snap out of it very, very quickly, right? And I like to go a bit deeper and explore it. And I've been talking to him about doing breath work. And we talk. It's great that I know someone like at that level. And I totally agree. Like, we don't need to spend all our life trying to analyze why we're feeling in that way. You know, there's also, not everyone's aware of this, there's also like ancestral, like DNA, we take on lots of things that have been passed down generations in our body and our cells, right? And you think, oh, I get anxious about that, but maybe that comes from an attack or a huge event from one of your ancestors, right? It's crazy. So we might not even figure that one out. So what I've understood is actually when I'm feeling a certain way is to acknowledge it and work through it. And we're going to go through how to do that today. I want to ask you this. If you're kind of like in that state of, if you're like feeling like wounded or something gets to you, then if you keep staying in that state and you're like just letting the same patterns go, probably doesn't do you much good. It didn't do me any good anyway. So here's what I want to really talk about as a man that's really helped me work through some of these wounds. The first one is when you feel like a trigger or some feeling in the body suddenly comes up and you don't necessarily know where it's from. I've had that as well. It's like suddenly I'm like, I feel really anxious or something like that. I'm like, where's that come from? So what I found useful is to express. And what expressing means for me is like just feeling something, not ignoring it. Now, children and animals are really good at this, right? when a child is upset, what does the child do? It cries, it throws temper tantrums. Now, I'm not saying as a grown adult, you need to do that in the middle of the workplace, right? There's a time and a place for this. You know, children don't always pick the right times and places. And animals, obviously animals completely free to run around and do what they want, but animals are actually very good at expressing. Now, as adults, we're not, particularly as men, when we're like upset or something, we're like push it away. And that is causing us an awful lot of harm and making those wounds worse. So find time to express every day. If you're really angry, really upset, then find a pillow, go to your bed, like find some time in the day to just scream in, maybe dance it out, maybe just shake it off, right? Find a time and a place to do that, right? Because that's going to allow you to release stuff. I've had a recent moment where I was so hurt by something, a couple of things in my day, like, and it, both of them came at me, but that sometimes happens in a day and it's there for growth. I have to remind myself. And what I did was I cried on the floor like a baby, because lots of grief was coming up. Lots of dark feelings were coming up. And so what I did was cry it out. I was like crying, maybe not like a baby, but when I was 7, I grabbed my teddy bear and I just cried. I still have my teddy bear from when I was a kid, by the way, and I'm not ashamed to say that, because I like to connect to the inner child of me, which comes on to the next point. So connect to the inner child. There is an inner child inside all of us, I genuinely believe, kind of from my inner child study work. What this is like a 3, 4, 5-year-old version of you that's, something hurt them at that age. Maybe it's your parents or guardians saying, you're an idiot, you're not enough. And actually that's quite traumatizing for that kid, and you can genuinely take it on. You could have lost someone, and I lost a lot of people in my first 7 years of life, and it caused a lot of grief, right? My brother, my grandma, my granddad, there's a lot of people I lost, quite significant. And yeah, so when I connect to the inner child, I often have to give him a hug and comfort him and say, you're not going to be left alone. You're safe. Feel it, right? So connecting to the inner child is a really strong one to really work through some of these wounds. They say, when the child is healed, the man will appear. And it's always a work in progress. I think we're always working with our inner child personally. Yet when you can really do significant work as a man, by even spending five minutes a day with your inner child, it's really going to help your relationship with yourself. The next one is do a breathwork session. Really, really powerful, a game changer. Because what breathwork does, I would recommend somatic breathwork release. They're really, really good for this, is go into, what it does is goes into the body, allows you to feel and work through emotions and then release them. Things that are stuck in your body that might be from ancestors or generations ago, or again, like decades ago, right? And it's still in your body. Okay. So actually being able to feel that and release that is a really key one. The next one, connect with other men or like-minded communities. If you're a guy and you're really feeling wounding, what I did was hire myself a coach, right? I also like to go in communities and share, like I was doing this earlier with a group, small group, and luckily they're very, and what I found it's really good to be is to be with very empathetic people. People really can hear you. Because I've got mates who are good guys, but they're not really the kind of people I'd confess to, because they just wouldn't be listening or paying attention because they're not that kind of person. I was going to say something there, but I won't say it. A good bunch of guys anyway, but I've got communities like I've seen in person and online where they can really honor how I'm feeling and I can honor how they're feeling. So I was talking through with a group earlier, and I shared what I was feeling, and then they played it back as part of the exercise, and then they said, did that feel complete? And I went, well, actually no, I'm also feeling these things. And the feelings I was feeling were a bit of rejection and a bit of abandonment. And it kind of got me quite deep. It kind of brought some emotions up. And I felt really heard and really seen. And that really helped with the wounds, because when other people can really hear you, like I said, it's really important to shake it and feel it where possible and connect your inner child. But when you can also be held by other people, that makes it really beneficial to work through some of these wounds. Okay. Okay, I've got a final point I really want to share, which is just a very simple one, but very effective. Just before I get onto that, though, I want to mention, if you want to keep up to date of all the latest episodes and never miss any, you can subscribe to our weekly newsletter for absolutely free. So just click in the link in the show notes below. My final point is get yourself a coach or mentor, right? There's a lot of breathwork practitioners out there who will do, and if you want any recommendations, let me know. I'll be one in a few weeks as well. Okay, maybe. I'd say give it a couple of months, actually, from when this episode airs, because we go for an assessment and things. Anyway, if you want one, let me know. Just give me a message on Instagram or Facebook, right? Or me to find one. Now, they're pretty reasonable. They charge somewhere between $100 to $150. $100 to $150, people are like, wow, right. People spend that on a night out or dinner or meals, right? And what do you get for that? Not a lot, right? Maybe you enjoy your time a little bit, but what's more important, your mental health or going out for a meal or a night in the town? You choose, right? Just being transparent with that. I'm very passionate about helping people investing in themselves and actually getting the best of themselves. And the breathwork session is really, really good. Just do it, right? It's going to bring you tremendous benefits, okay? If you want to be linked up with a breathwork practitioner, let me know. Or you could get a coach or mentor who specializes in these things, like one of my coaches is really good at this. So that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. Remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.